Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. Thanks a lot for joining us. Supposed to have two co-hosts today, trying to get a hold of one of them, but the other is there, and I knew he'd be there. Chris Egner. He is the owner of Chris Egner Design, Build, Remodel. Chris, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Yeah. Our other co-host, he's not picking up his phone. What's going on with that?
He's probably still making scrambled eggs.
Well, you know, I was going to tell him, you know, congratulations, because now he made the big time. You know, being on that other station he's on, nobody listens to that thing. But the fact that, you know, I've been waiting for years for him to invite me onto his show, never happened. So I figured I might as well, to get him on, I might as well invite him on my show, right?
Right.
But he's not picking up, obviously, he doesn't... Maybe he doesn't remember. We're just emailing back and forth yesterday. Maybe it was all those shots you were giving him.
Well, that could be.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, I really appreciate you coming on. And you know, the last, I guess, 8 weeks or so, anybody who's been my co-host, I've asked this question. You know, with what's going on with our world right now, Chris, how much has changed over at Chris Egner Design, Build, and Remodel?
You know, obviously, I'm dealing with the same thing everybody else is, and it certainly has changed some of the work we're doing out in the field and how many people are in a house. We are still an essential business, but my business, I do a lot of design work with 3D modeling, 3D computer drawings, things like that. So surprisingly, I feel like I'm busier now than I ever have been. People are still looking to remodel. They certainly know there's going to be an end to this, and they're realizing that for a relatively large or in-depth project, be it a kitchen remodel, an addition, a whole home remodel, a bathroom, what have you, there's a lot of time spent in the design phase of a project, and that's something that we can do very efficiently right now. We're using a lot of Zoom meetings, which works out fine, where I still am in a home doing research and measurements and things of that nature. But once I'm drawing and designing and then presenting those designs to them through Zoom meetings, we can start that design process now, take our time, get it dialed in perfectly, get material selections ready. And once things are back going full speed ahead, they're already in the pipeline to get things done.
Boy, that design part, you know, I think, and like you said, you do a lot of that from your office or your home, and I think that the fact that that's a big part of what you do, and when you talk about your company, it's design, build, remodel, in that process, I guess, in that steps, and the design part is up and center. You know, May is National Home Improvement Month, and this was supposed to be a big weekend, I think, for us, right?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to do the soiree, and which I think would have been last night. And,
correct.
You know, the tour of model homes would be going on with a perfect day like today. We would have gotten big crowds. And, you know, the difficult part for me on that is, first of all, the soiree is always really a lot of fun, but we're raising money for a great cause. Yep. And So we've had to kind of go to plan B and C a little bit on that to still try to raise some money for cancer research and the things that we're doing. I know I feel real confident that a year from now we'll be, you know, looking back at what happened this year and understand that in all of our companies, we found different ways to get things done. And some of the process that we did, we're going to hang on to. We're going to continue. And I got an email from corporate Entercom, and there are some things that we're doing now that we're going to continue to do because it's been efficient and we've been able to figure it out. And I know certainly with the NERI members that I've talked to, that's been pretty much the same, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, back to me specifically, what I, you know, my process, typically I would go talk to a client, get measurements of existing conditions, take pictures. I'm still doing that. That's never going to change. But then I would go back to my office, design a project, do the 3D computer drawings, get things all ready. Then I would take my laptop back to their house, and we would sit around a laptop screen, and myself, a husband and wife, the three of us are huddled around a tiny laptop screen trying to go over this design, getting some ideas of what revisions we want to make. And now I'm going back to my office and, you know, back to the house, where now I'm, after that first meeting of gathering all the information, dimensions, what have you, I'm doing it with a Zoom meeting where not only am I not going out there, which saves everybody some time, but we're not all huddled around the laptop. They can be at home comfortable sitting in front of their large monitor looking at what I'm presenting to them. I'm getting their feedback, then I can make those changes here and then present again to them. That's something that I'm going to do in the future because it just works better.
Yeah, no doubt. Chris, as long as I've been involved with NERI, and it's been a long time now, you have been involved with NERI, and I know that because we've had this conversation, you know, you're really a big advocate and somebody who speaks about being a NERI member and why people should be NERI members and why companies that are not NERI members, if they're one of the best, they should consider joining us as NERI members. When you're out talking to people about that and they ask, well, I don't know if that's a good spend for my company, what do you tell them?
Well, you know, as you said, I've been involved for a very long time, and I've gotten a great deal out of NERI, both personally and for my business, in many respects. NERI, the National Association of the Remodeling Industry, we're a group of professional remodelers, and that's what we strive for, professionalism, high ethics. We have our own code of ethics that all of our members are required to adhere to. We have many services and educational offerings for our members and for consumers. So we're a great conduit for consumers looking for a professional remodeler. We hear the horror stories all the time about remodeling projects gone wrong. That, you know, the guy that showed up in a pickup truck one day, took a deposit and was gone the next. You know, that's something you can avoid, that nightmare, by truly looking for and seeking out a professional, and the best place to find that is a NERI member. NERI also has a number of things that they do above and beyond the standard remodeler. We have a number of certifications. We have certified remodelers. We have certified kitchen and bath remodelers, universal design professionals, and many of those certifications that our members hold, those are things that they are tested on. They achieve a very high level of education in those areas and become experts at that, and then they are required to take continuing education to maintain those certifications. So if a homeowner is looking for one of your more complicated or in-depth projects, there are a great deal of NERI professionals that also hold certifications that they can look for, and they can find that information by getting onto the NERIMilwaukee.org website. They can request a free copy of what we call Renovate, which is our member directory, and all of that information is there.
Yeah, I love the fact that they're now They're saying, look, we have Renovate, which is a beautiful magazine. It's a member directory for 2020 that they're giving out complimentary copies to anybody who's interested. And there's articles on trends and how to pick a remodeler and beautiful images of different NARE Milwaukee members, projects, and more. And you can get one of those member directories. Again, they're complimentary by giving them a call at 414-771-4071, 771-4071, or email info@naremilwaukee.org and ask for your free copy. And I'm telling you, it's certainly something you're gonna keep on your coffee table, or certainly close to where you're looking for different things you're gonna be doing in your home. And the more time that we spend at home, the more we're starting to see some of the flaws in our house. And I think that finding out, Chris, that you're busier now than maybe ever doesn't surprise me. And exactly. And it certainly is, because you have a great reputation at Chris Egnor Design, Build, Remodel, and certainly people that understand the kind of work that you do. Doesn't surprise me you're busy, but I think, and you would probably agree with this, the more time we have to spend at home, the more time we keep thinking, man, I never noticed that before, but that really bothers me.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of that. You know, we're sitting staring at our kitchen walls, which are now our office walls, and deciding, you know, this would be nice. I'd like to do this. We've been thinking about this forever. Now's the time. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, it's talking to other nearing people. It's a lot of them. Same thing. Said, look, I was really afraid 8 weeks ago, and then 4 weeks went by when people went, okay. All right, now I understand. I kind of get an idea what I have to do, how I have to do it, but I really wanted to make sure that this spring or summer or fall that I was going to be getting this work done. I can still continue down that process, and we're going to talk to you, Chris, a little bit about the process that you do at Chris Egnor Design, Build, Remodel throughout the show. As we're talking to Chris, you can go to his website. It's chrisegnordesign.com. Last name is spelled E-G-N-E-R, chrisegnordesign.com. They're located on West National Avenue in New Berlin. He's got a showroom design center by appointment only. And go to that website again, chrisegnordesign.com, to get the phone number to set up that appointment. You know, last question before we get to a break, Chris, you know, maybe in National Home Improvement Month, again, we normally have a lot of things going on right now with NARE. It's you talking to the women and the gals at the front office, you know, they're a little bit down because this is the week that they're really like building up and everything is going on. And I love the fact that we get emails from them and from the national NARE office pretty much every day, just updating us with what's going on. So they're busy, but they'd really would have liked to have been at that soiree. I know. But a couple of them, and I'm not going to name them, but I've never seen them look better than the night of the soiree, I have to tell you.
Yeah, no, they've been really working hard to make sure that all of our members have all the information that they need in dealing with this situation. You know, this has obviously changed the way all of us work, and with whether it's funding programs, whether it's, you know, how we're supposed to work, whether it's the guidelines for social distancing, the NARE staff has been, you know, instrumental in providing information for all of our members, which is one of the big benefits of being a NARE member, in how to deal with this, how to get through this, proper procedures, things of that nature, and just being there for our members is a huge support when you're going through something like this.
Yeah, I agree, and they invite us to different webinars for things that we're interested in. I was on one on Wednesday that I thought was pretty good and good information. And I really appreciate the work that they're doing. And Chris, what's changed for me as far as being a NARE member is, you know, I had my talking points down. When somebody would ask me, hey, I work for a company that's not a NARE member, you know, I hear you talking about it all the time. Do you really think it's important for us to join? Right. Well, now at the top of the list is how prepared they have gotten NARE members, you know, through what's going on right now. and how they continually making sure that they're updating our the members, because they know that you don't have a lot of time to continue to research on a daily basis, but they do that for us. And we get emails once, twice a day saying, hey, look, this changed, and make sure that you're doing this, or make sure you're offering this to your consumers. And I think that that's really important. And now when somebody asks me, that goes right to the top of the list.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a huge help.
Yeah, it really is. He is Chris Egner. He's the owner of Chris Egner Design, Build, Remodel. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, if a remodel is in your future, so if you're a consumer looking for a remodel project yet in 2020, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the things that you can do right now. And we'll do that with Chris Egner. And I'm not sure if my second co-host is, maybe he's still sleeping. Well, we'll find out. I know that we put a couple of calls in him. If not, it'll be just Chris Egner and I. Again, you can go to chrisegnerdesign.com. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. Thanks for joining us. My co-host and special guest today, he's Chris Egner. He owns Chris Egner Design, Build, Remodel. Go to chrisegnerdesign.com. Hey, Chris, before we get into some of the things that as consumers we can do right now if a remodel is in our future, can we talk a little bit about the history of your company? Have not had you on the show for a while, and just want to talk a little bit about your background and how long you've been in this industry.
Sure. I started in this industry about 25 years ago, basically doing design work, remodeling of all types. We are a general contractor, so we handle design, we handle construction. We also do design only, so if a consumer or another contractor is looking for design drawings, permit drawings, construction drawings, 3D renderings, things of that nature. We do quite a bit of that work for consumers who are doing projects themselves with another remodeler or what have you, or with contractors that are doing that. But we like all other Nary remodelers, are a design build firm, so we do the design work and the construction. Been doing that quite a long time, working for another company about 9 years ago. I bought that company and took that over. I also own Four Seasons Sunrooms, the Four Seasons Sunroom dealership in this area. And we've been that Four Seasons dealer for about 40 years. So we're quite busy doing both. I don't know what else.
Can I ask what side of your business is busier now? Is it the sunrooms of Four Seasons, or is it the design, build, remodel side, or is it kind of 50-50?
Right now, definitely the design build. As we were talking about before, you know, this whole situation has started, you know, right in the beginning of the year when most people, you know, who have projects on their mind are starting to think about them anyway. So, you know, we were just ramping up for what would be a very busy season, as it has been for the last couple of years. I mean, people who have been doing remodeling in the past know that all remodelers are extremely busy. There is a lot of demand out there, and, you know, that means backlogs for getting things done, and people are aware of that, and they get the process started early. Well, this year was going to be no different until we were faced with this little slowdown. So, you know, our normal busy work and design and getting things thought through and material selection. But on top of that, everybody now has been working from home and spending a lot more time looking at their home. And with that time, realizing things that need to be done, things they want to do. They just have more time, I think, to reflect on how they like being in their homes and how they can use their homes. And as we are adjusting to, you know, working from home, and as you said, many people are going to start finding that when this is all over, they may still be working from home part of the time. So we're getting a lot of requests for updating, you know, that third or fourth bedroom that somebody's got a card table in right now as an office and turning it into a full-blown functional office with some, you know, storage, desk areas, things of that nature. So there's all kinds of stuff going on, but the demand for remodeling is as high as it's ever been. And as you said, we are going to come out of this. It looks like we're kind of on the tail end and things are starting to ease back into normal, hopefully soon. And once that does, I just believe the floodgates are going to open. And if you are in the market to get something done this year, this summer, this fall, this winter, now is the perfect time to contact a NARE member and get the process started.
Chris, I have two friends of mine, two buddies this week, who said the exact same thing you talked about. Hey, our spare bedroom, one said, hey, I have an elliptical in there.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you don't want to take that's where you're working out. He goes, I haven't used it in 2 years. That space has not been used. The other guy told me he had his weights in there, his bench press and all that. And I said, well, you don't want to mess with that. He goes, really? I like put my coats on it now. So right. I can right. move it out and we have to put something in there. So exactly what you're talking about, people are now realizing, look, even though when we get back to some sort of normalcy, there's a pretty good chance I'm going to spend more time in my home office right. than I do the actual office. And I think people are starting to understand that. What is the timing right now? If somebody calls you and they want to set up a design appointment and they call you at 262-797-8818, 797-8818, what's the time frame in order not only to get a chance to meet with you and see you, but then to get the process started?
Sure. From that first call, we try very hard to be able to at least get together, whether it's a Zoom meeting or an in-person meeting. Many times our first contact is going to be a Zoom meeting, and we're typically able to get together within a week of that first call and get some initial information, kind of talk about the project, discuss their ideas and their desires, talk about things like budget, things like materials, what are their ideas. That from that point, then we would start down the design process. And depending on the scope of the project, something, you know, a small bathroom remodel, you know, it might be a couple of weeks of getting some designs together for them to look at, to, you know, a whole house remodel or a second story addition, you know, that might be 3 or 4 weeks. But we're able to keep up and keep things going. And again, the efficiency of being able to these Zoom meetings rather than, you know, driving back and forth all over Southeast Wisconsin
sure.
has allowed us to spend more time with our clients actually in looking at things and doing things that are meaningful and efficient. So we're able to keep things going pretty quickly. As far as the construction, you know, that some of that stuff is a little up in the air just with what's going on here. We are able to work as all of our NARE members are. It just depends on the type of work. And then, you know, some of the projects that we're in, we're limited to how many people can be doing that. So, you know, consumers are going to have to understand that things are going to take a little longer to get done. But if you're working with a NARE member, you can at least be assured that they're going to get done properly. They're going to get done to the highest standards and using the quality materials. So I think, you know, you keep hearing this, we're all in this together. You know, we are, and we can all pull through this and in the end, you know, come out better on the other side.
Yeah, I'm starting to disagree with that statement. I got to be honest with you. We're all in this together because
yeah,
I think there are people that are in different places in their life.
Right.
And things have happened where if they've been laid off or they've been furloughed, they're in a different place in their life yeah. that somebody is still working and being able to get a paycheck. And
right.
I loved that slogan in the beginning, and now I'm kind of shaking my head
yeah.
going, same with, you know, this is the new normal.
Right.
I just shake my head. You know me, Chris, for a long time. I don't know what normal is.
Well,
you know, I hang out with guys like you. I've got no clue what normal is.
Absolutely. And, you know, but to that point, what is normal? I mean, everything changes constantly. So
right.
We're just evolving into, you know, and as I said, there's a lot of things that we're learning to do now. And, you know, and we've been forced to take the time to learn how to do, but they're turning out to be advantages, not only to us as remodelers, but to our clients. It's making things more efficient. It's making things, you know, easier on them. So you know, there are silver linings to everything. And the fact that we've been, you know, we've been faced with figuring some things out that, you know, when you're just busy grinding it out, doing projects all day long, you don't have the time to do. Well, we've been forced to do those things, and that's going to make a positive impact on the industry as a whole and in the end, a benefit for our clients.
I agree. You know, personally, Chris, I got to tell you, and you'll laugh at this, but my wife wants to see our four grandsons.
Right.
Now, she doesn't want to just see them because she sometimes gets to a point where I say, let's get in the car. And I drive her past my daughter's house. She looks in the window at her three grandsons there. And then we drive to my son's house and she looks in the window at her grandson there. And she has told me that when we're officially out of jail, as she calls it,
right,
that first weekend, any hotel in the state of Wisconsin that I want to go to, by myself, Chris, she'll book the room and send me there because she wants those four grandsons here in our house for the weekend with no distractions. She wants me out of here. And I don't know if I should take that personal or not, but I'm looking at hotels as we speak because she's paying for it, Chris. And that's, I'm going to head up and I don't know what I'll do. There's no sports to watch, but I'll find something. Hey, on the other, it'll be fun. On the other side of the break, for our listeners that they know that a remodel is in their future. We've got a couple of, I think, really good suggestions for you, and I'm going to talk to Chris Egner about those. He is Chris Egner, owner of Chris Egner Design Build Remodel. You can go to chrisegnerdesign.com. He's located in New Berlin on National Avenue, and you can go to his website to get a hold of him at any time. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. My one co-host been on since 8 o'clock because he knew that the show started at 8. He is Chris Egner from Chris Egner Design Build Remodel. Hey, Chris, you listen to the show a lot, so you know it starts at 8 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
Let me introduce our second co-host today. He must not listen ever because he called. He said, hey, I thought it started at 9. Nick Kersner, Kersner Remodeling and Construction. I don't know whether to be offended or just laugh at you. Nick, how you doing?
Hey, Possum, Mike. I was doing my Babel lesson.
Yeah, that's marvelous. You know, this is a big day for you, Nick. You're actually on a radio station that people listen to, so this is awesome for you. This is like a big coming out party for you.
Ouch. Oh, that hurts.
Yeah. Oh. Nick Kersner, Kersner Remodeling and Construction. He's at a different station. Sunday's at 9. I know when his show is. Sunday's at 9.
Mike, go ahead. I have a good excuse for this. I am up in the Great North Woods for the first time in a while. We have a cabin up north, and I got up here and had some, we're having some lumber delivered. So I was in the middle of that. We're building a garage up here. So I do apologize.
Do you know, if you need that garage designed, build, remodel, I think Chris Egner should be your guy.
Well, you know that Chris and I work a lot together, actually. Chris and I have been working a lot on a lot of projects together. He's been doing some design work for Chris, and he does a great job.
And you know what? And that's one of the things, Nick, and we talked that first segment about why companies that are not Nary members should become Nary members. One of the things that people ask me all the time, Nick, is why would I want to surround myself with my competition? And I said, look, these guys work a lot together, and I think you would agree with that.
You know, I was thinking about this before in anticipation of the show, quite honestly. And you know, the beautiful part about working with Nary is that you have a whole bunch of people to call on. And I'm going to tell you, I've been in this business my whole life. And when I run into an issue that I'm not familiar with, I get on the phone to my fellow NARI members and I talk to them about. Because, you know, when you have over 700-800 members in an organization, more than likely there is somebody that has run into the same thing that you might be facing at a remodel. Say it's, you know, if it's knob and tube wiring and how to handle that in an old 1800s house, or if it's a foundation issue, there's just a whole myriad of people there that can help. And I have never felt like it was a competitive situation. I've always felt like it was a team.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But huge difference. And I agree with Nick. And don't forget, as we talked about in that first segment, Renovate, which is their new member directory, is now available. Complimentary copies to anybody who's interested. You can give them a call at the NARI Milwaukee office at 414-771-4071, 771-4071, or email info@narimilwaukee.org. Hey, Nick and Chris, I'm going to start with you on this. When we talk to people that know that a remodel is in their future, different now than maybe, you know, 8, 10, 12 weeks ago, some of the things that we would tell them. But I know that as we have talked and we've gone back and forth with some emails, now that people are staying at home a little bit more and they're identifying some of the spaces in their house that they just don't think work for them anymore, one of the things that we're saying to people is, look, observe what works for you in your home and what doesn't work for you in your home. Take notes about what you love about your home, and certainly take even more notes about what you need to change. And so that when they give you a call, one of the NARI members a call, they've got an idea on what they're looking to have done.
Yeah, absolutely. That, you know, and as we've been talking, people are spending obviously far more time at home, and, you know, and both husband and wife are at home. You know, there may be kids in the house and what have you, where, you know, that's not the typical lifestyle for most of us. You know, everybody gets up and they're off to work. And, you know, other than the weekends, you know, there's very little time spent together, where now, you know, they're working at home together. They're, you know, they may be cooking together more than they used to. So they're starting to see how their kitchen isn't functioning as well as it could. And, you know, and some people are starting to realize that, hey, there's some things that are enjoyable about whether we're cooking together or whether we're doing something like that. But our kitchen just doesn't function well for that. And this has kind of identified those problems. So those are, as you said, times to kind of reflect on that, figure out, you know, wow, what would make this better? What would I enjoy more? And, you know, I'm working with a lot of clients that are in that, you know, upper 50s, 60-year-old age, and, you know, they've been working their whole lives and realize they're 5-10 years away from retirement. Well, this has kind of been a little snapshot of what retirement might look like when they're at home every day. And it's giving them the ideas of what needs to be changed to make their house more enjoyable, more livable, more able to stay in it longer, because they are home right now. So it's kind of a perfect opportunity to figure those things out.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Hey, Nick, when we talk to people about, look, in summer, in fall, they know they're going to be doing some remodeling, and some of the tips that we give them on what to do now to get prepared for that, can we talk a little bit about if somebody goes to your website, which is KersnerInc.com, and wants to work with Kersner Remodeling Construction? I talked to Chris Egner about the process if you want to work with Chris Egner Design Build Remodel. A bit about the process working with Kersner Remodeling and Construction. How much information should they have prior to calling you on what they want done?
Mike, I guess I'm probably a little bit different from most of the design build remodelers in that I prefer more of a general. You know, if you say we want to make the kitchen bigger, I like to know things like whether it's going to be a single cook kitchen or a two cook kitchen. But for me, when I get into the design process and when I start to set up the design process, I like a little bit more freedom. In other words, I don't want like to be painted into a box right away, because what happens is I think it stifles creativity. So even on the ones that Chris and I work together on, we sit down with the clients and we talk about what is the general design that you want to do, rather than getting into what we want the painted cabinets, we want the, you know, the furniture style island, we want to do, oven, wall ovens. We would rather be a little bit more open. Let us come up with the first design first. And then, you know, you look at it and you say, I like this, I like that, we need to change this, that doesn't work. Usually for us, by about the third or fourth set of renderings, we will be on the same sheet of music. Initially, when somebody calls in, I like to know what is specifically do you have to have? And again, if it's going to be a single or a two-cook kitchen, or if it's going to, you need a media room in a rec room, or you want a whirlpool in the bathroom, those types of things I like to know. But as far as layout, I like a little bit more artistic freedom. I think the biggest thing for people to consider when they're getting into a remodeling project is their budget. Let's talk about the budget. We don't want to over-design. We don't want to under-design. Sometimes people are uncomfortable to give you that number because they say, well, if I give you a budget, that's what it's going to come in at. And, you know, I kind of put the palm of the hand to the head and say, that's what a budget is.
Right.
You know, if you're worried that your contractor is going to take advantage of a budget, then that's probably not the contractor to use. You have to be honest up front with the numbers, you know.
Because I think that's a really important point. And Nick, I get a chance to introduce you a lot at the spring show and the fall home improvement show. And I sit and listen at times. And that's a big part of what you talk to people about when you say, look, if you don't trust the guy you're working with to understand that, look, if you give him a budget, if he doesn't need the whole budget for what you want him to do, he's not going to spend it. If you give him $50,000 and what you want is a $45,000 project and he can get it done exactly the way you want it done, that's what he's going to do. If he's a reputable company and he's a NARE member, that's the way that we operate.
Exactly. I think that people, just in business in general, people always kind of look out of one fishy eye and they're worried about, you know, who they're working with. You know, you go to the auto mechanic, do you really need an alternator, or did you just need some rewiring, those types of things. That's why it's so important to sit down with whoever you're going to deal with, or you know, two or three different contractors, as you know I always say, and get a feel for them. Get comfortable with your contractor. This guy is going to be in your house for months. This guy is going to have access to your computers. There's so many gals coming into our business now. I'm not a chauvinist. I'm just kind of ignorant sometimes. You look at this. This person's going to have access to your lingerie drawer. I tell people that at my seminars. You've heard me say that.
Yes.
The amount of trust that you have to have in your contractor is huge. And doing your due diligence up front is a big part of that, which kind of dovetails into NARE, because NARE has done that vetting, so much of that vetting for you with their contractors. NARE isn't just a pay-for-play organization. You have to meet the criteria, and you have to walk the talk to be in that organization.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. He is Nick Kersner at Kersner Remodeling Construction. They're located in Oconomowoc. Go to kersnerinc.com. And Chris Egner, he is the owner of Chris Egner Design Build Remodel, chrisegnerdesign.com. Hey, Chris, you owe me $10. I told you Nick was going to show up. Actually, you probably only owe me $5 because he only showed up for half
that's
the show. So
right.
You're going to only owe me $5.
Whoever wins that bet, can I get $5 for gas money?
Yeah, you bet. You bet. You know what? Use that $5 to buy a new phone because sometimes you're breaking out on us, but that's okay. You sound great.
I'm up in Gleason, Wisconsin, so I'm sorry about that.
No, that's all right. You sound good. I'm just messing with you. Okay. Again, he is Nick Kersner, Kersner Remodeling Construction, and Chris Egner from Chris Egner Design, Build, Remodel. Guys, quickly on the other side of the break, I want to talk a little bit about why people should have somebody that will design it as well as build it. Because I think people now question, and I've gotten questioned that, you know, why do I need a design person with all the stuff that I can go online now with Houzz and all these other websites? Maybe I should try to design it myself. And I say, no, stop a second and let's talk about it. And you guys both are in that business. And we're going to talk to them a little bit after the break. a little bit about using them on the design side and why it just kind of simplifies the whole process for people. And we'll do that on the other side. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mike McGivern. My co-host this week, Chris Egner, owner of Chris Egner Design, Build, Remodel, and Nick Kersner from Kersner Remodeling and Construction. Chris, I want to start with you. When somebody asks you, hey, look, do I really need to have the design part of this with all the information I have at my fingertips? Wouldn't it be easier if I just try to design it myself and try to save some money or use a different designer? What do you tell them?
Yeah, we talk about websites like Houzz and Pinterest and things like that, and you can Google just about anything today. And those are all great resources for inspiration. They're great resources for the client to find things that they like, and that's good information to pass on to a person like myself or Nick during the design process to get a feel for what style they like and things of that nature. Where things go off the rails when a client is homeowner trying to design their own project, they don't have that, and I shouldn't say they don't. There are clients and consumers that are very well knowledgeable about construction, but for the most part, they don't have the background and the knowledge of what it takes to get that pretty looking kitchen actually constructed and completed. And some of that is understanding the existing conditions. In other words, we're going to take this 1950s or 1900s or 1970s house and add this brand new state-of-the-art, latest and greatest materials and technology, and we're going to marry that with that older home. That's where the real skill and the real knowledge comes in. Knowing what it takes to get from A to B and how to get from A to B the most efficiently. And, you know, that kind of ties in with Nick's comment about budget. Budget is not there to tell me, how much money I'm going to get for this project. Budget is there to tell me what are the right products to use, what are the right processes to use, where, you know, what can we do to maximize the impact of this remodel and stay within that client's budget? And that's something that a professional designer is going to be able to do for you.
Yeah, 100%. Nick, and if you think about sometimes with the traditional remodeling team, it's the homeowner and then the architect or design up here who then deals with the engineer and the general contractor, then deals with the subcontractors and inspectors and all of that. But when you deal with somebody like either you or Chris, you have one point of contact. And I think that really streamlines everything, doesn't it?
You kind of took my thunder there, Mike. Absolutely. What happens when you mix it up, see, architects and independent designers get paid to wow you with their design, with little consideration of the budget that's been put forth. In other words, if you're working with the architect and they tell you it's going to be, $4,000 or $5,000 for a design, they want to give you something you're going to look at and go, wow. Now you hand that to a design contract or to a build contractor, and they look at it and they go, yeah, but I could tell you nightmare stories about the disconnect between people that are not all working together. It's kind of like when we were kids and the teacher would say at the end of the table, pink elephant, and the kids would whisper. And by the time they got to the end of the table, it would be a duck.
Right.
I think another thing that Chris hit the points. Chris and I work together on a ton of stuff. So I can tell you about the late night meetings and the conversations working on these things and coming up two heads working on one situation and a customer. So some of the things that people want seem to be near impossible, and you have to sit down and go through that. Another point I want to bring up is that the software and the hardware that's involved in the renderings that we put together, the software that we use, both of us, requires gaming software. And here it is, a 60-year-old guy in the store trying to buy a computer, and I'm telling him I want the heaviest gaming computer he has. He's looking at me, goes like, "Wow, dude, what do you play?" And I'm like, "Chief Architect, you know?" And he's like, "What?" So it's the homeowners don't have access to the resources to design the way we design when it comes. You know, you're talking tens of thousands of dollars equipment to come up with these renderings too, and so. The experience and the tools it takes to put together a really good design just isn't there for the average homeowner, even if they are savvy with design.
That's 100%. I agree with both you guys, and I appreciate you allowing me to bring that up because I've been asked that in the past. And look, there are some small projects, Chris. There are some small projects. Yeah. If you just want to freshen up your kitchen a little bit or your second bath, you know what? Yeah, no worries with that. But if this is a full remodel or an addition, it's really important, I think, to have one person who's going to, you know, take it from start to finish. And I think in the long run, Chris, that's going to save you some money, correct?
Oh, absolutely. You know, that early on when I started doing design work, you know, 20 years ago, what have you, and, you know, people would ask, you know, why would I want to spend this extra money for a design? You know, you're not spending money, you're saving money. In remodeling, where overruns, cost overruns, over budget, things of that nature tend to happen more often than not, is when you run into something that you didn't anticipate early on, you didn't anticipate before you started the construction, and, you know, now we've ripped this wall out and realized, you know, there's this in the way, or this HVAC is running through, you know, things that they just didn't anticipate, where by doing the design process first, we can look at all of those things, we can identify where those issues are, and by using, as Nick said, very, very high-end professional software, these drawings that we're creating, these are accurate drawings. I mean, these are in three dimensions, spatially accurate, so we know, you know, this cabinet layout is going to fit where we're putting it. We're not going to wind up an inch too long and have a problem. So those are things that it is a cost saving to do this properly up front. You know, it's kind of like the finished project that you see is the nice cabinets and a nice countertop. Well, if you think about a remodeling project, there's probably 80%, you know, people ask, why does it take so long to do a kitchen remodel? You know, hanging the cabinets is a one-day job. Well, you're right, it is. Hanging the cabinets is a one-day job. It was the 4 weeks of removing the old situation, creating the new spaces, walls, the mechanicals that go in the wall, all the things behind the drywall, and behind those pretty cabinets that you don't see, but those are all the things that take the most time and the most money, and that's something that can be worked out in the design phase.
You bet.
Ahead of time.
You bet. He is Chris Egner, Chris Egner Design, Build, Remodel. Nick Kersner, Kersner Remodeling and Construction. Boys, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Nick, have a good time up north. I really appreciate you coming on. Let me know when you want me to be a guest on your show. I promise to be on time, brother.
Okay.
There you go, boys.
Thanks.
Yeah, you
Mike.
Bet. Thank you. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.